All right, so today we're going to focus on third down a little bit in our preparation for the game. On the injury list, Boss, he's doubtful. Wally is not going to be able to do much, so he's doubtful. Yesterday, Reeves had a hamstring, and so he's doubtful. O'Connell, he's going to try to do a little bit today. We'll see if he can do anything. Lilja will try to do a little bit today. You know, Lewis and Toribio, they've been doing a little bit. Brown did pretty decent yesterday. McCluster didn't do bad yesterday. Charles made it through yesterday. So we'll go out today and continue our work and see what we can get done. But attitudes are decent. They're still working, trying to improve, and that's what we got to do.
Robbie, you called Toribio and Wiley and Reeves, or Boss, I think it was. You called him doubtful. I mean, you mean doubtful for the game or doubtful for practice today?
Both.
What about Breston? How did he do yesterday?
He did okay yesterday. Yeah, he should be okay today.
If Milja can't go Sunday, you got another young guy playing in the middle of your offensive line. How do you feel about that?
Well, against this particular team, probably it's not the best, you know, because the varying pressures that that they bring. But he's a smart young man, and, you know, he's gotten good work yesterday. We'll good work today and tomorrow, and we'll have him prepared the best we can.
What did you like about him when he was coming out?
Well, he's a big guy who played tackle, has versatility, guard tackle versatility, and we thought that by moving him inside, that would help us. And, you know, and he's taken to the position pretty nicely.
Do you think the results the last two games are indicative of how competitive the games have actually been?
In this league, you know, one play can make a difference in a game. It can turn momentum, and then you don't know what happens after the momentum turns, and we haven't been able to turn the momentum, you know. And so if we get to the point where we can make one of those plays and see how it impacts us, then I'd be able to answer that question a little bit better. But, you know, every game there are one or two plays you can say, well, if we had made this play, then it could have been different. But we didn't make the play, and it is what it is.
The coach, since you're not on the field, is there anything that you can do or attempted to do to improve the level of communication between the players and how they interact with one another on the field?
No, just try to put them in those situations so that they have to communicate with each other, and we try to do that. You know, been doing it all camp, as a matter of fact. You know, on the away games, we have crowd noise and all those kind of things to put the emphasis on communication and getting done the things we need to get done.
Is the fact that guys have been out or guys are new, especially on defense, been a factor in slowing that process down or hindering it from improving as quickly as you would like it to?
Well, yeah, anytime, you know, you have a guy who's out and then you have to put a new guy in, it's a little bit different, you know, and they're not on the same level as of communication, same trust level, so to speak.
Are there similar issues on the offensive side of the football?
Sure, yeah. I mean, when you work with a guy, the guy sitting next to you, you know, you get used to him and you get to know and anticipate what he's going to do and his thought process, his movement pattern and all that. And so you can begin to depend on that. And you put somebody new there, now you got to feel it out, see what's going to happen a little bit.
You mentioned about working with the team on communication since training camp. Does that, one of the things that gives coaches gray hairs is when you work on something like that and then you have your or most veteran defender say, we're not communicating. We don't know, you know, we're not on the same page.
Well, I tell you, you know, well, when you don't communicate, it's hard to be on the same page. And that's what we preach to them all the time. Even simple stuff, you know, and I tell them all the time, the simple things, communicate the simple things, and that will help get everybody on the same page. You know, when a guy is rushing, I want him to tell the guy next to him that he's rushing. Even though he knows he's rushing, the guy next to him should know that he's rushing. But if we communicate it now then, there's no chance for error. I mean, boom. And sometimes when you communicate, you might jog the memory of the guy next to you, you know, because he's thinking about a lot of things himself, you know. And then when the guy says, well, I'm rushing, then, boom, that keys into him, his rush lane, and, you know, some other things that can happen.
Does that go maybe back to what I was asking you yesterday about leadership? Should there be some leaders on the field that facilitate that communication, that maybe nobody's taking the lead as a leader to remind guys what to do or what?
Well, you can only remind so many guys. You know, if you tell one guy to remind the 10 other guys what they're supposed to do and then remember what he's supposed to do, sometimes he might not have enough time to get all that done. So, I mean, everybody has to do their job, and that's part of it. If everybody does their job, and so part of my job is to communicate to the guy next to me, then if I would just do that, all right, then the two of us would be on the same page. And now then the guy behind us, if he would just talk to us and talk to the guy next to him, then we got more guys on the same page. And so ultimately that's what we try to get. We try to get all 11 on the same page.
It seems like, you know, last year you had guys like Casey Wegman and Thomas Jones and McGraw and McClain. I mean, it just seemed like those are those type of guys who did communicate and did.
Casey didn't say a whole lot now.
Well, on the line he did, though.
Well, in the game, yeah, part of his job is in the game.
Yeah.
But that's part of his job. See, he does his job, and that allows the guys next to him to do their jobs also, you know. And so that's why you harp on it, to the simple things. Like, hey, do this. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You know, so that now we can get everybody on the same page.
You going to pads today?
Yes.
You get 1 a week, is that how it works?
Correct. 1 a week. First 11.
When you look at game tape, do you look at the Saints and what they did wrong, or are you looking at the opponent they had and what they were doing right, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination. You know, because what you want to do is you want to try to look at teams who are similar to what you are and what you're doing to see how they're going to attack that system. But then if you notice some things that they're doing wrong, then you can try to take advantage of that.
So if you see something you like from the other team, you might borrow a player too?
In fact, not necessarily. It just depends on whether you have it in your system or not. If you got it in your system, and hey, that play works, so we got it in our system, so let's use it.
Where's Dwayne Bowe at 2 games in? What have you seen in him?
He's made good progress since he's come on board. And I think he's our leading receiver after 2 games and productive. And so I expect him to continue to improve and get better as he goes along.